אתם עם SBS בעברית. Last week we featured on our show Gabi Volé, but the interview was in Hebrew. However, this week I'm happy to bring you the English interview, as many of our listeners really wanted to hear the story and the history of the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra. Gabi played the double bass for many years. His father, Leo, also played the double bass. And Gabi's grandfather, Jacob, was a violinist and one of the founders of the orchestra. Gabi tells us about what it was like to grow up in a musical family. He then tells us fascinating anecdotes about the creation of the IPO, the culmination of tireless efforts by Bronislav Huberman and many other musicians. Gabi explains how grateful the Yishuv was back then to the support of world-class anti-Nazi musicians such as Arturo Tuzkini and Adolf Busch, and relates it to the recent visit of Thomas and Brigitte Busch to the IPO. Hi, Gabi, and thanks for joining us today.
Hello, nice to be here with you.
A little about yourself, where you come from?
I'm a bass player, double bass player, and I played in the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra since 67 until I retired in 2013.
Do you still play sometimes? I'm sure you have plenty of free time.
Well, I as a matter of fact, I play once in a while. They ask me whenever they need extra bass players, if someone is sick or there's a shortage of bass players, they call me, and I'm always happy to come and play and enjoy playing. I loved playing in the orchestra, and I still love it. I love listening, and I love playing in the orchestra. So it works out, and it's great. And on top of it, I'm also working in the archives of the Israel Philharmonic with the digitization program plan, where we are changing all the photos that we have. We put them into digitization. So I'm quite busy in that.
It's good to be occupied. So you are a third generation in the Israeli Philharmonics, which is rare. Your father played, your grandfather played, and he was actually involved with the creation of the orchestra, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm as you said, I'm third generation. I'm actually the only third generation member of the orchestra. My grandfather was one of the founders of the orchestra. He had played in the Warsaw Philharmonic for 27 years before Huberman, whom he was very friendly with, whom he asked to contact Jewish musicians from Poland and prepare them for auditions. And then Huberman himself came to his apartment in Warsaw, and this is where the auditions took place for the Polish Jews. Then, of course, he came to Palestine and joined the orchestra and played until he retired. He played violin. My father he came from Vienna. I have to add that my grandfather was my maternal grandfather, father of my mother. And my father came from Vienna. He was a musician in Vienna, a composer and pianist. But when he came to Israel, there was no demand for that kind of music during the war. Everything was, there was a shortage of everything. So he had to look for something for his living. And he started practicing the bass and played an audition and made it and joined the orchestra. And he was so diligent. He worked so hard that when listening to his practicing, I knew all the repertoire of the bass, of the double bass, years before I started playing the double bass, because I heard it at home. It was also an advantage for me. And so he played until he retired, and then myself, I joined the orchestra in 67.
Nice. Now, the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra was created in the 1930s, a very dark period for the world in general and for the Jewish people in particular. However, some famous musicians offered help to the orchestra back then. Could you tell us more about this?
Yeah, well, first of all, Bronislav Huberman, who was a very famous violinist, solo violinist, star musician, during that period between the wars, and he initiated what was called then Pan-European Movement, which later happened to be the European Union. But when he saw, when the Nazis came into power, and he realized what was going to happen, he decided to postpone this idea and work on creating an orchestra in Palestine, an orchestra of Jews in Palestine. And he contacted many people for help, financial help and moral help. And of course, he then also talked to Arturo Toscanini, who was the most famous conductor at that time, and the most known conductor at that time. And Toscanini agreed immediately to come and conduct the orchestra, and did it also for free. He didn't charge. And he came, and this was the greatest event, cultural event in Palestine at that time. We're talking about December 1936, where life was not easy at that time in Palestine. And here comes Arturo Toscanini, and thousands of people are standing in line to get tickets. And this was the event, the major and practically the only event, a musical event at that time. And it was so crowded, they had added one more concert, and then had people come to the dress rehearsal before. Was really something.
Arthur Toscanini wasn't a Jew, but he was strongly against the Nazi regime.
Exactly, yeah. And he opposed all the Nazis, and of course Mussolini. He said he was Italian, Arturo Toscanini. He said he'll never come back to Italy as long as Mussolini is in power. And but he came immediately to the Palestine Philharmonic.
Yeah, amazing. Let's talk for a moment about the last year visit of Thomas and Brigitta Bush in Israel. Could you tell our listeners more about that visit and also about the previous visit of Adolf Busch, the father of Thomas, almost 90 years ago? And what was so significant about this visit?
Adolf Busch was a very famous violinist in Germany. At that time, he was not Jewish. And Bronislav Huberman decided that he wants to invite the first soloist to play with the Israeli orchestra, which had just been created or founded. He wants it to be German, non-Jewish, but somebody who fought against the Nazis. And this was exactly Adolf Busch. He was against the Nazis. He was very clear in that. And he was invited here. And this was really something special for all the yeshuv, for all the Israelis who were here. And my grandfather knew him well, because he knew him also from previous engagements in Europe. And they were quite a lot together. His concerts were a big success here. Now, years later, a short time ago, his son was here with his wife. And this was very moving for me to suddenly see the son of the violinist who was the first soloist of our orchestra. So this is like closing a circle. Amazing. It was very, very moving, very interesting.
Beautiful. Gabi, I have to ask you now about your world tours, especially here in Australia. How was it and how many times did you visit here?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've been in Australia a few times, always with the orchestra on our tours. My first tour to Australia was in 1978. At that time, we played in Melbourne in Town Hall, which was an old building, beautiful but old building. The heat was practically unbearable. And we also had spotlights on stage for the TV, so it was even warmer or hotter, I would say. But a few years after that, in 1984, we already played in the new building. in the new cultural complex. I forget the name, but it has an opera hall and a concert hall and chamber music and theater. It's a beautiful place. So we really enjoyed it. In addition to that, we of course played many times in Sydney Opera House, which is an event, an experience by itself. I mean, it's so beautiful and it always is. It was really a great pleasure to be inside and to feel and to play there. And I also had a personal experience there that I met John Sutherland, the famous singer whom I loved so much to listen to in her opera singing. And here we met her personally. It was also an experience.
Wow. Where else did you visit in Australia?
In almost the whole country. I mean, from Brisbane in the east to Perth in the west. And the first time we were in Perth, it was a little town, I think about 500,000 inhabitants. Today it must be more than 1 million, and it's huge. Yeah, this was really great.
Did you have some free time to walk around and see the city or visit some tourist sites just to enjoy the place?
Unfortunately, we had no time, no free time, or very little free time. However, I must say that once in Melbourne, I did go to the opera. It was a Friday evening, and there was an opera, La Bohème, as a matter of fact, sung by Kiri Takanawa, also a very, very famous singer from New Zealand, and I was dying to listen to her, and it was also an experience for me.
Nice.
But this was the only time, otherwise we just had no time.
Mm-hmm. Look, I really have to ask you the last question and the most important one. Do your children or grandchildren love concerts, and will they continue the family tradition?
My children and my grandchildren love music. They love it so much, and they always come to concerts. They all played instruments, musical instruments, but none of them is a professional musician. And I'm not forcing, and I did not force anybody, just like me. I was never forced. I did it because I loved it, because I liked it, and I wanted it. They all go to concerts, enjoy concerts, and they have different professions, and they enjoy their life, and that's it, and it's great. It's fantastic. So everybody's happy, and they don't have to be professional musicians. You need special character for that, and special love and ability, and if it doesn't fit you, then just do something else.
Gabi Volé, a third generation in the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra, thanks for joining us today. It was really nice speaking to you.
Thank you. Thank you. All the best.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.